Schlosser has previously written books on marijuana and on sanitary practices in the fast food industry. While his topics have always been different, he said the common objective is to uncover a story that isn't covered by the mainstream media. That's also true of his newest book, Command and Control.
I was spending time with the Air Force. I was thinking about writing something about the future of warfare in space, and I was spending time with the Air Force Space Command and the United States Space Command, organizations a lot of Americans don't even know exist, and a lot of the officers there had spent time as missile launch officers during the Cold War. And they started telling me nuclear weapon stories from the Cold War. And some of them were pretty extraordinary.
The focus is on a domestic nuclear missile accident that occurred in 1980.
The story of this accident at a missile silo in Damascus, Arkansas, which involved one of the most powerful nuclear weapons the United States ever built, and extraordinary heroism was shown by young enlisted men that evening to prevent a catastrophic nuclear detonation in Arkansas. So I'm trying to remind people of some of the heroism of the Cold War, but also some of the dangers that never went away.
For all of his topics, he goes through an education process.
I start with a remarkable amount of ignorance about one of these subjects, and it's one of the reasons I like my work. I'm sort of a perpetual student. For the nuclear weapon book, it was pretty challenging. You know, there's this expression, well, it's not rocket science, and in this case, it really was. So I had to learn about physics and rocket science and a lot of the military strategy of the Cold War, but I was very fortunate that I had experts in the field who guided me through it and really were mentors to me during this long six-year research and writing project.
For his information, he relied on grandma requests to the government and the memories of Cold War veterans.
And what's interesting is the people who are most concerned about nuclear weapons in America today are the people who know the most about them. And these are the weapons designers, these are the Pentagon officials who really had to deal with these issues throughout the Cold War. So one of the heroes of my book is a weapons designer at the Sandia National Laboratory named Bob Purifoy. He was remarkably helpful to me. Harold Agnew, who passed away this last year, who was the head of Los Alamos, was another person. And you know, the people who are most worried about nuclear weapons are in their 80s and 90s, and the people who are the least worried about them are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and really have no idea that we still have thousands of these weapons.
He said currently the U.S. has 5,000 nuclear weapons. Out of that number, some 1,500 to 2,000 are ready to deploy. That's down dramatically from the Cold War era when the U.S. had some 31,000 to 32,000 weapons and the USSR had 35,000.
And most of these weapons are vastly more powerful than the bombs that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And when we did a study in the late 1940s of how many would we really need to destroy the Soviet Union as a functioning society, the conclusion was about 175 to 200 atomic bombs, relatively nowhere near as powerful as the hydrogen bomb, and yet we somehow went from about 175, 200 to 31,000. And when I interviewed former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, I tried to understand, well, if you only need about 200, why would we have 32,000. He said in the nuclear arms race, each step seemed perfectly logical at the time, and step by step led to a place of total madness.
He said while the Cold War is over, countries like Pakistan are increasing their arsenals. We asked Schlosser how many nuclear accidents or near misses have occurred.
Well, according to the Department of Defense, there have been 32 broken arrows. Those are nuclear accidents that could have posed significant danger to the public. But through my research and through the documents I got from the Freedom of Information Act, I found that was just a small fraction of the accidents that occurred. One document I found said that between 1950 and 1968, there were 1,200 significant accidents involving nuclear weapons, American nuclear weapons. And in the book, I go through a number of instances in which we could have had our own weapons detonate by accident on American soil and destroy American cities or large parts of our states.
He said the U.S. has avoided catastrophe for a number of reasons, partly due to skilled weapons design, partly due to the heroism of the responders, some who died, and partly due to luck. But he said ultimately your luck can run out. The cost for attending the Tree Room Lecture is $75 for a lecture, brunch, and an autographed copy of the book. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.